The West is in the middle of a wildfire crisis, but new federal funding is here and projects are already underway. Lauren Patterson reports.
In remote northern Idaho, barely more than 100 people live in the little town of Elk City. The Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest spans 4 million acres of canyons, rivers, and Rocky Mountains, and Elk City is right in the heart of it all.
We're the only gas within 50 miles, so we pretty much serve all of the little towns like Oro Grande or Dixie.
That's Danielle Wauer. She owns and runs the Elk Creek Station and Cafe. They serve coffee, breakfast, ice cream, and even have car supplies on hand, like engine oil. Sparked by lightning, the Williams Creek fire last summer in nearby Oro Grande burned just over 16,000 acres. More than 130 people helped fight the blaze. Wauer remembers.
It was smoky everywhere. Some of the elderly folks were having a hard time breathing. Watching the fire grow so quickly, it was like thousands of acres just quickly overnight, bigger and bigger.
Forest Service staff, locals, and nonprofit groups are meeting at the burn site in Oro Grande, talking about the Williams Creek fire response, what worked, and what could have been done better.
But we have 12 of our firefighters for the district stationed out here currently. Fire cache.
Robin Hunt lives in Oro Grande, just about 12 miles from Elk City. She was there when the fire crested over the mountain near her home.
Basically, the evacuation, they do it in the stages. Stage one, kind of, you know, get ready, it's possible. Stage two, it's going to happen. And stage three is get the heck out of Dodge.
It's in those moments people decide what's most important to them, Hunt says.
I grabbed the family history that I had, the genealogy. I grabbed the weapons, jewelry, furs, and everything else got left.
Hunt is hopeful the Forest Service will prioritize keeping remote forest roads more maintained, so firefighters can get to the fires more easily. Craig Roach is the fire management officer for the Red River Ranger District. A few years back, crews thinned and trimmed trees around Oro Grande to reduce the risk of wildfires spreading, he says.
We did a lot of prescribed burning and fuels work. With those treatments, the fire came down to the ground level, the flame lengths were greatly reduced, and they were able to get in and protect homes.
It's all part of a 10-year strategy. That's according to Robin Smith, the district ranger for the Red River Ranger District. She says $131 million is going to states all over the West. Projects range from cutting overgrowth to restoring forest ecosystems.
The wildfire crisis strategy landscape has been designated because of ongoing efforts in our area and across the United States to reduce fire hazards, reduce risks to communities, and enhance forest health.
The goal for the Forest Service is to work with tribes, states, local communities, and private landowners to protect places at risk of burning. Out west, we're no stranger to smoke-filled skies. However, this summer, folks out east might be thinking more about fire policy. That's according to Mike Blinn, the Wildfire Crisis Strategy Landscape Lead for the region.
Wildfire smoke from Canada definitely inundated the East Coast just like we get from our local fires, and so it probably allows for a little more sympathy and maybe a more of an understanding of what we're putting up with as well.
As the group finishes their chat under the blazing summer sun, someone asks Roach about the rest of this year's fire season and what to expect.
The next couple weeks are going to be telling as the temperatures start warming up into the 90s and 100s and when and where we get lightning strikes.
Despite the black trees and skeletonized forest around Oro Grande, the birds are singing. Wildflowers are growing up from the forest floor. Reporting in Oro Grande, I'm Lauren Patterson.